Phoenix Audio presents
The Lady in the Lake by Raymond Chandler. The Trellor Building was and is on Olive Street near 6th on the west side. The Gillerland Company was on the 7th floor in front behind swinging double-plate glass doors bound in platinum. Their reception room had Chinese rugs, angular but elaborate furniture, and a tall display in a triangular showcase in the corner. There were perfumes in tall, thin bottles that looked as if a breath would blow them over. At a flat desk in line with the doors was a tall, lean, dark-haired lovely whose name, according to the titled embossed plaque on her desk, was Miss Adrienne Fromsett. She wore a steel-gray business suit and under the jacket a dark blue shirt and a man's tie of lighter shade. The edges of the folded handkerchief in the breast pocket looked sharp enough to slice bread. She had a smooth ivory skin and rather severe eyebrows, and large dark eyes that looked as if they might warm up at the right time, in the right place. I put my plain card, the one without the Tommy gun, in the corner on her desk, and asked to see Mr. Duras Kingsley. She looked at the card and said, "What's the nature of your business, Mr. Marlowe?"
"Personal."
"I see. Does Mr. Kingsley know you, Mr. Marlowe?"
"I don't think so."
"He may have heard my name. He might say I'm from Lieutenant McGee."
"And does Mr. Kingsley know Lieutenant McGee?"
"I'm hoping he does," I said. "But maybe the best way to find out is to ask him."
"Mr. Kingsley is in conference. I'll send your card in when I have an opportunity."
I thanked her and went and sat in a chromium and leather chair that was a lot more comfortable than it looked. The minutes went by on tiptoe with their fingers to their lips.